Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back to hour number three. I am not Joe. Where's Joe tonight? Oh, he's saving the world. Everybody needs to support Joe in any way that you can. And I'm always happy to sit in the chair for Joe and help him out. For the good people who are listening to the Joe Messina Show at Real Side Radio, you can find all of his information over at joemessina.com, where you can watch the show live and see my stupid face. If you're interested or not, I'm Whiskey Dave. You know who I am. I've been here for years as a guest host working with Joe, and it is always a pleasure to, spout off a little bit and kind of vent my frustrations. And if you want to vent yours, you're welcome to do so. This is an open hour. I've got a lot I'm going to be talking about here, but if you have something that you would like to opine, give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. And, if you've been watching the news or you're following politics closely, you probably know by now that Liz Cheney, well, she got defeated in a landslide. I'm talking a whopping landslide. She won just 28.9% of all the votes in Wyoming last night, running to be reelected for Congress. You know Liz, she's on the January 6th committee, and she didn't even get 30% in her own state. Incredible schlacking. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. Harriet Hageman, I think is her name. She won basically by more than double of the vote, 66.3% of the total votes. And Liz Cheney came up and she graceless concession speech. Here's a little bit of it.
2 years ago, I won this primary with 73% of the vote. I could easily have done the same again. The path was clear. But it would have required that I go along with President Trump's lie about the 2020 election. It would have required that I enable his ongoing efforts to unravel our democratic system and attack the foundations of our republic. That was a path I could not and would not take.
So basically she went on to opine that, it was Republican voters of Wyoming, they implying that they're immoral, ignorant, gullible, Trump trolls. They believe the big lie. They voted for the wrong candidate. This woman comes across like some form of a moral martyr who suffered for standing up for the right values. Now, she did call Hageman to concede, and she said that the primary election is over, but now the real work begins. Well, what does she mean by that? Well, there's a very strong likelihood that we will continue to see Liz Cheney in the national spotlight when she isn't on The View or CNN, which I would assume she'll be on a lot. Allies of Representative Liz Cheney just told Axios that after last night's primary loss, they expect her to start a super PAC, which would attract lots of wealthy anti-Trump Republican donors. She's forming a national group which signals a run in the 2024 GOP primaries, in her mind, giving a real voice to anti-Trump Republicans. So, listen, when she says our work is far from over, she is talking about running for president. Now, I don't know in what world she believes that she could win a national primary to become the gubernatorial candidate, I'm sorry, the Republican candidate for president of the United States. But she actually went on to say that the great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all. Lincoln ultimately prevailed. He saved our union and defined our obligation as Americans for all history. Yes, folks, Liz Cheney is comparing herself against the man who ended the Civil War and ended slavery, the first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln. What? Listen, this is weird for me because I liked Dick Cheney in the early 2000s. I thought he was a stand-up guy. I read his autobiography. And what is happening with the Cheneys, with the Bushes, with the old school GOPE that they have alienated 75, 80 million voters because they don't like the personality of one certain President Donald Trump? What is it in the blood in Wyoming or in Utah, Mr. Romney, and other folks that have just drank the Kool-Aid that Trump derangement syndrome means that you can insult all conservatives and Republicans? Incredible to me. Adios, Liz Cheney. We'll be right back here after the break. Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave here in the chair.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com. GCNTaxCut.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Are you enjoying your Wednesday evening, folks? I am. It's been a long day working, and now I'm sitting in the chair for the third of the final 3 hours tonight with Real Side Radio and you good people across the fruited plain. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. If you want to opine, you're always welcome. Give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. And you can also check Joe's website out at joemessina.com. Breaking news, while we're on the air tonight, the Trump Organization CFO, Alan Weisselberg, will testify against the company if called as a witness. This is going to be all over the news. I'm not watching broadcast news anymore. I assume they're talking about it. Trump Organization's longtime chief financial officer is expected to admit to conspiring with the Trump Organization and Trump Payroll Corporation in a criminal tax fraud scheme while head of the company's finances at a Manhattan court hearing on Thursday. He is expected, Alan Weisselberg, that is, to criminally implicate Trump's family real estate business when he pleads guilty to felony tax fraud charges. The part of the plea deal, he'll serve 5 months max on Rikers Island, and he is expected to agree to testify against the Trump companies if they choose to go to trial in October, and he's called as a witness. Now, former President Donald Trump has not been named as a defendant in the Manhattan District Attorney's case. This stems from a broader probe into his business practices. And Weisselberg's plea agreement, whose terms are still being finalized today, contains no provision relating to cooperating against Trump nor anybody with the last name Trump. So we'll see what this means. I'm sure the spokesholes and talking heads over at MSNBC and CNN are just going crazy right now on all of this. Boy, I have, you know, listen, for those of you that have heard me over the years sitting in for Joe, I've been a big supporter for President Donald Trump's policies. I think that his policies were good for the country, his economic policies, his national security policies, his security at the border policies. He did so many good things, the Abraham Accords in Israel. He reformed the criminal laws that kept people in jail much longer than they should have been kept in jail. There are a lot of really, really positive things that this president, Donald Trump, did for this country. And I supported that. His personality, unfortunately, has brought all of this on. He could not get out of his own way. And he kept taking a stick and poking the beehive. And the result is what we are now seeing with a 50-50 Senate, a bare slim majority in the House under Nancy Pelosi, and a Democrat White House, whereby they're able to steamroll through legislation like the Inflation Reduction Act and other items that they're pushing forward, while ensuring that this president, this former president, doesn't become a future president. We saw it with the raid last week at Mar-a-Lago. Unprecedented. Unprecedented. And while we don't know what it is that they got, all indications are showing that this thing was a bust. They're doing everything in their power, possibly, to prevent a future Trump presidency. Why? Why have they been pushing so hard against this president from day one, from the time that he came down the escalator in 2015 to announce his presidency? Why did they put a fake and sponsor a fake dossier that made the country discuss for the next 4 years Russian collusion? Why did they impeach him twice over things that turned out to be nothing burgers? Nothing burgers. Why were they continuing to lie and misrepresent what he said in so many different ways? Good people on both sides. He wasn't referring to good Nazis and good white supremacists. We all know that. Why? Why did they use the power of the deep state to, in essence, destroy this man? And the question whether or not he is destroyed, most people would have been at this point. But what are they doing? My question is, what are they so afraid of? What are they so afraid of? Donald Trump, for all of his warts and his tweets and his narcissism and his insults that make people uncomfortable, with all of that, he seems to be the only person in our politics today that has the ability to fight against this machine. He seems to be the only person with the ability and the desire to take incoming bullets for you, to try to destroy the deep state, the swamp. Hunter Biden, if he was Trump Jr., Eric Trump, or Donald Jr., would have been in jail 2 years ago. It would be all the media would be talking about. The man literally did get bribed by China. The man literally funneled money from China and from Moscow to his father. There are so many elements of the number of laws that have been broken, and the media are just ignoring it. And the reason is because his last name isn't Trump. And so Donald Trump is going to continue receiving these arrows, taking these arrows. And now we're looking at Trump's CFO, who may be a prosecution witness against the Trump Organization. They are going after him in every and any possible way because they are scared to death that Donald Trump runs and wins re-election in 2024 and he dismantles everything. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe Messina. We'll be right back after the top of the hour, or the bottom of the hour. News, traffic news. We'll be right back. JoeMessina.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting.
North Korea fired two cruise missiles from the west coast town of Ancheon, according to South Korean military sources. The launches came a day after Seoul and Washington kicked off 4 days of preliminary joint drills in preparation for the long-suspended live field training, Ulchi Freedom Shield, which takes place from August 22nd to September 1st. Catholic Vote this week launched a $1 million ad campaign confronting President Joe Biden over a rash of attacks on churches by pro-abortion groups protesting the Supreme Court ruling that struck down Roe v. Wade. The ads will air in Wisconsin and Arizona, as well as a number of key districts in other states across the country. It will also run in Washington, D.C., so the political figures in the Justice Department will see it, said Catholic Vote Communications Director Joshua Mercer. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You mean like Democrats? Whiskey Dave in the chair, our last half hour of the 3 hours tonight for Real Joe Messina, Real Side Radio. He is out there saving the world, doing a great thing for all everybody in his district, and everybody should check him out and support him. Go to joemessina.com, joemessina.com. If you've got anything you want to chat about tonight, we've got half an hour left here. I've got a lot of things I want to get through here, but you're always welcome to join the conversation at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. So, interesting study that just came out. And it doesn't surprise me, but it kind of confirms that something I already felt maybe for a long time. And that is what Americans really think and what they think publicly and what they think privately seems to differ. There's an article, you can find it in Axios, but they are referring to a new study that shows that people self-silence, in other words, people saying what they think others want to hear rather than what they truly feel. And what Axios is saying, the new study suggests that it is skewing our understanding of how Americans really feel about some of the most divisive issues, such as abortion, COVID-19, what children are taught in school, and other hot-button issues. This is interesting, because we've gotten to a place in this world today where people are now filtering what it is that they say. They're worried about social media. They're worried about activists. They're worried about being canceled. They're worried about losing their jobs. They're worrying about saying something that could be misrepresented. And so people are now more focused on what they don't say as opposed to what they say. I'll give you some examples here. The difference between public and private opinions. So this is just some of the few questions that were asked. And it was a survey of 3,334 American adults that was conducted between May 23rd and June the 8th. Question number one. CEOs should take a stand on controversial social issues. Well, publicly, people agree with that 28% of the time. Privately, people agree with that 14% of the time. Literally half. Half! Half! People privately agree half of what people publicly agree on whether CEOs should take the stand on controversial issues. In other words, we don't care. We don't want to just sell your Disney tickets and make your movies. Okay? We don't care about your opinion on controversial social issues. Here's another one. Public schools focus too much on racism in the United States. Public schools focus too much on racism in the United States. Publicly, 43% of the people agree. Privately, 33% of people agree. That's interesting. That's interesting to me. That would have been a reverse of what I would have expected. 10-point difference. Another one. Mask wearing was effective to stop COVID-19. Mask wearing was effective to stop COVID-19. All right. If you know me by now, you know my opinion on that one. Face diapers didn't do diddly squat. And the moment, by the way, I realized that and I learned that was when they didn't say a word about the BLM protests in May and June of 2020. That's okay. Let them go because they're fighting racism. Anyway, the public agree that mask wearing was effective to stop COVID-19 by 59%. Privately, people agree with that by 47%. That makes sense. Another one. Discussing gender identity in public schools is inappropriate for K-3, in other words, third grade children. Discussing gender identity in public schools is inappropriate for K-3 children. Is inappropriate. 63% publicly agree. Only 53% privately agree. Huh. Interesting. And the last one here. Abortion should be left up to a woman and her doctor. This is interesting. 67%, over two-thirds, publicly agree. Only 58% privately agree. So what this matters, what this means and why this matters is this. The best predictor of private behavior is private opinion. People's actual views are far more likely than their stated views, which drive consumer and social behavior and voting. So the concern here is that self-silencing, people saying what they think others want to hear rather than what they truly believe is really shifting, it's skewing, our understanding of how Americans really feel about these big issues. You do this. I do this to a certain extent. Obviously, I'm on the radio right now. But in mixed company, I don't want to talk about these controversial issues. I don't want to talk politics in mixed company. I don't want to talk about gender identity. I don't want to talk about abortion. I certainly don't want to talk about COVID and masking. The reason is because, frankly, it's everything is just so inflamed. It's just so mercurial. And so I'd rather talk about Better Call Saul. I'd rather talk about Top Gun or the Dodgers. You know what I'm saying? I'm filtering myself because I don't want to engage in debate. Because, unfortunately, it's really hard to have civil discourse anymore where you could discuss things in an even-handed way, share your opinion with somebody that may disagree with you, and walk away with respecting each other's right to respectfully disagree. Where in our society, does that exist anymore? We're silencing ourselves on social media. I certainly have. I've gone quiet. I used to be very active up until a couple of years ago. You can't really find me anymore. And the reason for that being is because we're living in a world now where every time you say something, it can impact you personally and economically. You could lose clients. You could lose relationships and friends. And we're at a stage right now where we've all cocooned into our respective corners and we talk amongst ourselves. And let's face it, tonight we're talking amongst ourselves. Most people who listen to this show, this radio show, have a certain perspective that is right of center. You're libertarian leaning, you're conservative, you're Republican. And yes, you may be moderate. You may be moderate right of center, you may be moderate left of center. And this is where the real problem comes in. People that are often more moderate than they'll readily admit are being pulled toward the extreme fringes of either side, left or right. And that's where it gets really dangerous. Because you may believe, you may be a fiscal conservative and a social libertarian. Is there a place for that in either party anymore? The 40% majority are around each of the middle. In other words, that's 80% of us. The 10% extremes on the far right and on the far left are the ones that are sucking up all of the news, the cable news, the broadcast news, the internets, the social media, and they are the ones that are stimulating the conversation. And you may not agree with everybody on the right. And you may not disagree with everybody on the left. Where is that discourse today? All right, we'll be right back after the break. We're going to finish up here. Whiskey Dave here, in for the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back. Don't go away, folks.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
What is that, Naked Gun? I think that's the Naked Gun. It's the ambulance. Leslie Nielsen, we need movies like that today, don't we? Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe, finishing up 3 hours tonight, and it has been a pleasure speaking with you. But before we go, I want to talk with you about something that I'm deeply, deeply concerned about. I made a speech in, I think it was December, late November, December of 2020. It was right after the election, and it was while still things were in a state of flux regarding the election. And I was deeply concerned and worried about the state of future elections. And it isn't just about, you know, voter fraud or voter harvesting or whether or not, you know, some rogue computers were messing around. I was deeply concerned about the impact of social media and mainstream media on the information, getting the information out for people to make an educated decision. And you remember in 2020, just weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed discussion on Hunter Biden's laptop.
Twitter, it literally went so far that it prevented users from sharing the New York Post story that exposed the scandal. And what it did was it said that its circulation violated the company's policy on spreading information obtained via hacking. That was their excuse. By the way, coincidentally, Twitter did nothing to stop the circulation of leaked copies of Trump's tax filings. Well, you know this. This is old news. Why does it matter? Well, Twitter justified its suppression of speech that favored a Republican incumbent by falsely designating it as ill-begotten misinformation while simultaneously doing nothing to crack down on the likely illegally obtained information that damaged the same incumbent's reputation among the electorate. We are now 90 days, I think it is, outside of a pretty important midterm, I'd say extremely important midterm election. And Twitter, just about 2 years after it erroneously said that this was Russian misinformation, illegally hacked information regarding Hunter Biden, and it prevented people from knowing what has now turned out to be true, has just recently published a blog post stating its plans to protect, in quotes, political discourse ahead of the upcoming U.S. midterm elections by reaffirming its commitment to its, quote, unquote, civic integrity policy. Civic integrity policy. What is that? According to Twitter, it covers most common types of harmful, misleading information about elections and civic events by flagging misleading content. If you've ever been on Twitter, you know what the flagging looks like. In some cases, outright suppressing the content that contains false or misleading claims, quote unquote. But if we take a look at recent history as a guide, we can see that Twitter does not enforce this policy honestly. Again, the Hunter Biden story, they literally shut down the New York Post. And it just so happens by suppressing these negative stories about Joe Biden and the obvious bribes that were taking place by using Joe Biden's standing as vice president with both China and Russia. People that were learned about this story after the election, 17% of Biden voters, 17%, 1-7, of Biden voters said that knowledge of these scandals, if they had knowledge of these scandals before voting, it would have caused them to change their vote. Folks, forget about the 81 million versus 77 million votes. Most of those numbers came from your biggest blue states for Biden. Trump lost the election by 40,000 votes across 5 states. Let me repeat that. Trump lost the election, if you believe he lost the election, by 40,000 votes across 5 states. Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona. Don't tell me that the 17% of Biden voters who said that if they knew about the Biden laptop, which shows proof of, first of all, disgusting behavior by the, I don't care about Hunter Biden's coke and crack and whores and everything else that he does. I don't understand why he put videotape himself. That's insane. But the bribes, the collusion, the obviously 10% to the big guy. This is all documented. And 17% of Biden voters, what is 17% of 81 million votes? Well, do the math real quickly. 10% is 8 million. So let's say maybe another 15.5-16 million voters would not have voted for Biden if we're looking at 17%. Trump lost by 40,000. Don't tell me that social media and its bias towards left-leaning candidates doesn't matter. Twitter is ostensibly, it's a digital town square. And even if you're not on Twitter, most people aren't, you get your news from Twitter. What? I told you, I'm not on Twitter, Dave. Yeah, you are on Twitter if you consume news. Because most news is percolating on Twitter before it hits the broadcast networks. And if you watch any of the broadcast channels or cable news channels, chances are you're watching a story that was on Twitter 3, 5, 7, 8 hours earlier. And the journalists and the blue check marks and the denizens of Twitter argue about it for hours before it hits mainstream. It is powerful. And now big tech is going to have carte blanche on the information that you will learn or not learn, most importantly, before the midterm elections. If the GOP and the Republicans and conservatives and libertarians that are running take back the House, the Senate, we'll see. Hopefully they take the Senate. They need to be running on a platform that they are going to introduce legislation that will rein in social media platforms like Twitter before the 2022 midterm elections. They need to run. They need to run on that legislation. It's not going to pass. The Democrats will never allow Twitter to be reined in because Twitter is their spokesperson. It's their platform, as well as most of the media. But if you want any chance of winning back the White House in 2024, this country needs to secure digital free speech before that election. The only way that happens is if conservatives, Republicans, libertarians alike take back the House and the Senate. Otherwise, we are in for another, let me use the word, contested election. 40,000 votes. That's what Trump lost by. I'm repeating this. It's important. Across 5 states. And 17% of Biden voters said that if they knew about the Hunter Biden laptop and the information that was on there and it was suppressed by the social media and mainstream media companies, that they would not have voted for Biden. You do the math. You do the math. Folks, it was a pleasure sitting in the chair for Joe again tonight. He'll be back tomorrow, and I'll be back again in a couple of weeks. And I look forward to spending more time with you here on The Real Side Radio. Have a great evening, folks, and take care. Good night.